This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know John from Cedro Woolley is. John, are you there?
I'm here.
Steve, John is ready, and you got to get out of here now, man.
Has he listened to the cheat sheet?
Oh, that's a good question. John.
No.
Oh, man. Let's go.
I love that all these contestants just don't like the men's room.
Oh, I bet they love the men's room. They just don't like the cheat.
Oh.
That's what's up.
All right, John, for those playing at home, you will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions, and you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
Which ocean lies to the west of Washington State?
Pacific.
Correct. Who won the first season of American Idol?
Pass.
Which former Pac-12 school has won the most NCAA men's basketball championships?
UConn.
No.
Kentucky.
No.
Pass.
Released in 2017, what do you call the colorful, squishy plush toys that come in thousands of characters?
Plushies?
No.
Pass.
Whose greatest hits album is the best-selling rock album of all time?
Pass.
Which U.S. state is known as the Hawkeye State?
Iowa.
Correct. Who is known as the father of modern physics?
Newton?
No.
Pass.
Stefan Urkel was one character's alternate identity on what sitcom?
The Big Bang Theory.
No.
Pass.
Super Sweet 100s, Sun Gold, and Big Beef are all types of what?
Tomatoes.
Yes! With that, John, you got 3 correct.
That's bad.
I mean, it's not the best, but it's not the worst, you know? Optimism is key, just like Mariners fans, right, yeah. Steve?
Uh-oh.
Migs?
Yes.
Are you feeling ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go! Which ocean lies to the west of Washington State?
That would be the Pacific.
Correct. Who won the first season of American Idol?
Kelly Clarkson.
She did. Which former Pac-12 school has won the most NCAA men's basketball championships?
Oh, man. Gonzaga?
No.
I don't know. UConn?
No.
No, it's not it. Stanford?
No. Released in 2017, what do you call the colorful, squishy plush toys that come in thousands of characters?
Squishmallows?
You sure do.
Let's go.
Whose greatest hits album is the best-selling rock album of all time?
Is it rock? The Eagles?
Yes. Which U.S. state is known as the Hawkeye State?
Iowa.
That's it. Who is known as the father of modern physics?
Newton?
No.
Einstein.
Yes. Stefan Urkel was one character's alternate identity on what sitcom?
Family Matters.
Sure was. Super Sweet 100s, Sun Gold, and Big Beef are all types of what?
Nicknames I had in high school.
No.
I don't know. Are they tomatoes?
They are. Sammy Hagar played his first show with Van Halen on this day in what 1980s year?
1986.
That's correct. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to count it, but it's
why?
Correct. You got 9 correct, Steve. That's a big win, 9-3.
Nice.
Sorry, yeah. John from Cedro Woolley. Next time, my friend.
Big Beef. Would that be the greatest nickname?
Big Beef Steve?
Big Beef Steve.
I think it is the new greatest nickname of all time.
It's the Daily Big Beef Show.
Oh, no.
Why aren't we 12 years old?
Would you like to know which former Pac-12 school has won the most NCAA men's basketball championships? That would be UCLA.
Well, that would have been a very easy guess if I thought for a second.
You could remember any Pac-12 school.
I know. I'm going UConn. I was just throwing things out there, hoping my brain would it would trigger something, but nope.
Congrats on your win.
Thank you.
We are looking to find the saddest song in rock music of all time. And we started with 16 songs as selected by you. And we need your help to vote. Call now, 206-803-ROCK. Plus, we're going to find out who won the matchup yesterday. That was Cats in the Cradle by Harry Chapin versus Eric Clapton's Tears in Heaven. Call in now, 206-803-ROCK. We're going to do Bracket Sadness after Ozzy Osbourne.
The Daily Migs Show. What is the saddest song in rock music history? A real tearjerker. A sappy sniveler. Let's find out. The Daily Migs Show presents Bracket Sadness.
We are on a mission to cry. We're looking for the saddest song in rock music of all time. We start with 16 and we whittle it down until we get a champion. Thanks for being the selection committee, Rockaholics.
So far, we've seen some big victories from Alice in Chains with Nutshell. They beat out Pearl Jam's Last Kiss. Blink 182 crushed Gary Jules with their song, of course, Adam's Song. So it's been fun going down this road of depression.
You can get your votes in at KISW.com. Yesterday, our matchup was Cats in the Cradle versus Tears in Heaven. And the big winner was...
Yep, getting 87% of the vote. I mean, I feel like that might be the one that's going to be on it. It's the UConn, I guess, or it's not UConn. I should lost. It's the Auburn of sad songs.
Yes. So, Migs, what is our bracket going to be today?
All right, so we got this one I'm very excited about because it's a battle of two artists, same song.
Oh.
This is the original. Little Nine Inch Nails, Trent Reznor. A song that basically is the musical equivalent of staring into the abyss and realizing the abyss is just your reflection. Nine Inch Nails' Trent Reznor takes you through an emotional wrecking ball of self-destruction, regret, and a hauntingly beautiful kind of despair. It's the type of song that's going to make you want to crawl into a hole and ask, what's the point of it all?
Oh. And we're going to put that toe-tapper of a song.
I know, right?
Up against this.
What have I become?
That voice, man.
My sweetest friend.
My favorite era of Johnny Cash right here.
Everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all.
Like a Danny cry.
Getting Danny?
I could listen to this song all day long.
You love this song?
I love this.
Same here, man.
The Johnny Cash cover of Nine Inch Nails' Hurt. Ah, Hurt. Johnny Cash's gut-wrenching, soul-crushing, end-of-days masterpiece. This isn't just a song. It's a funeral march for your spirit. When you hear Cash's voice crack with years of regret, pain, and loss, you feel like you've just been punched in the heart with the weight of 1,000 mistakes. It's the final act of a life lived hard, full of scars and regrets that can never be erased. Grab some tissue, folks. This one doesn't let go.
And then the video.
I know!
like the montage of all the him when he was younger to when he gets older. It just hits you in a way that I wasn't expecting. And I love what you see on like the YouTube comments, and everyone's like, Nine Inch Nails version, hurt because of like a relationship gone bad. Johnny Cash's version becomes hurt because of a life of regret and you're about to die. I'm like, that is just insane how like the song takes on a whole different meaning. Same lyrics.
10 years later.
Like 99% of the lyrics are the same, but it takes on a whole different energy because of who's singing it.
Amazing. You can vote at KISW.com or you can text Cash or for the Johnny Cash version of Hurt or Nails for the Nine Inch Nails version of Hurt to 206-803-ROCK. Let's have a couple folks weigh in. Joe Dredd from West Seattle, are you voting for the Nine Inch Nails version or the Johnny Cash version?
Well, before I tell you who I'm voting for, I got to tell you, it's Harry Chapin, not Harry Chapin.
Yeah. Yes, I got
Karen,
I got corrected.
Dummy.
I'm an idiot.
You're so stupid.
Don't even belong here.
Well, you know, I'm old school. And, of course, being old school, I got my vote goes to the man in black, Mr. Johnny freaking Cash.
Dude, I'm with you, man. I feel like that's one of the instances where the cover is better than the original. And the original is great, but, man, it's just the audio quality, Johnny's voice. Oh. The music video, everything about it just takes it to a whole other level.
He's getting my vote. Steven from Everett, who are you voting for, Johnny Cash or Nine Inch Nails?
As much as I love both versions, I just get the feeling that the Johnny Cash one's overplayed way too much, so I'm going to go with Nine Inch Nails.
All right, I like it. A little opposition there, Steven. Thank you.
That's a good point, too.
Yeah.
Just like, yeah, that you don't really hear the Nine Inch Nails. And it's so many times we hear, you know, people calling in and requesting it. And they're like, can we hear Johnny Cash's Hurt? And it's like the Nine Inch Nails cover. And it's like, no, it's the opposite way.
That is funny. That there have been times where we've played the Nine Inch Nails version. And then you'll get people saying that the original is better because they think the original is Johnny Cash.
Which joke's on you, man.
The joke. It's a very sad joke.
Yesterday, we were supposed to have this big storm. Golf ball-sized hail was predicted, Steve Miggs.
I saw lots of people's pictures of their cars with, like, tarps over it or padding over it just to kind of be prepared.
Sure. There was thunder, but it did lead to one very panicked post on one of those neighborhood apps. So let's just say the replies were not helpful whatsoever, but quite hilarious instead. We're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Miggs Show. The
Daily Miggs Show.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Yesterday, we were under the impression that there was going to be some insane weather going down, and everybody was talking about it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my grass got wet last night. I don't know if we're going to rebuild from this.
The horror.
Yes.
It turned out to not be nearly as bad as they were forecasting. This is a King 5 report on it.
The heavy rain moved in swiftly. They held their breath in the South Sound.
Just hope for the best for the car. I hope the hail doesn't do anything. I hope everybody is okay.
Thankfully, hail did not become the big story, but that lightning sure put on a show.
I gotta imagine for like the news people and the weather people, it's like this is like one of those moments where like, thanks a lot for panicking us over nothing, but like they're just like, we're just reporting on what we see.
Yeah.
Aside from a few gusts of wind, the issue here has mostly been the rain. Again, mentioned it a couple times already. People definitely feeling a sense of relief.
Last night, though, when the storm did come through, there was quite a bit of thunder, and it led to someone posting on one of those neighborhood apps, quote, yes, loud boom. Anyone hear that?
Oh, boy.
The comments, the replies were rather entertaining. So let's go straight to the comments.
Yeah, I don't know if many of them were helpful, but definitely people knew the assignment, and that is to troll this person who's asking about a loud boom that they just heard. So we found a bunch of those comments. We decided to have Ryan Reynolds read them, because why not?
Perfect.
Okay, so Ryan Reynolds, robot Ryan Reynolds, is reading the comments about somebody freaking out about the boom that they heard last night, which obviously was thunderstorms.
Yes.
Man, do an internet search. There is a storm. It's thunder and lightning.
It is weird that someone went onto one of those apps, so they have access to the World Wide Web in their hands, and they did not know that people have been freaking out about this storm for like the last like 48 hours.
Like, how did you miss that information leading up to it?
Some people did.
Seahawks scored a touchdown. They do it every time they score. Duh, go Hawks.
A lot of people commenting on it because that happens all the time in my neighborhood. If there's a loud boom during a Seahawks game, someone's like, I think I just heard gunfire. And everyone's like, no, the Seahawks just won the game. Relax.
Let's hope they do that more this year.
Are you being serious? Today is the 4th of July. Those are fireworks.
Oh, no.
Just the trolls out there are fantastic.
Do you own a calendar?
OMG, me too. I heard a loud crash coming from the sky and a bright flash of light. I wonder what it could be. I'm scared. And also being sarcastic.
Thank God they told us that they were trying to do sarcasm there, because I wouldn't have known.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't picking up.
I would not have known.
Robot Ryan Reynolds was throwing down. There's also a part of me I wonder, like, if people now are putting, like, I heard a loud boom, I'm freaking out, if they're trolling people as well.
Oh, I like that. Just double down on the trollisms.
Yeah, these neighborhood apps are just, they've gone to hell.
How stupid are you? Sam Darnold just threw his first touchdown pass as a Seahawk.
I'll set up fireworks when that happens.
Absolutely.
Morons. I'm surrounded by f***ing morons. Do you not know there are severe thunderstorms expected?
Okay, that person's trying to help out in their own not-so-tactful way. One more?
Yes!
Robot Ryan Reynolds about the storm last night.
Sorry, I farted. Signed, your neighbor.
It was you.
It was me. Some serious thunderstorms in the Migs house.
We did sit up and watch some of that lightning. It was epic.
Did Barrett stay up with you?
He did. So at first when we went outside, he was a little bit scared.
Yeah.
But then I always hype it up. I'm like, dude, this is so cool. Mother Nature's putting on a show, bro. And then he wanted to stay out all night. But I'm like, hey, you got to go to bed. You got school in the morning, kid. But yeah, we sat out on the deck for probably almost 30 minutes.
I think it's funny that you refer to your son as bro.
Bro. Well, he calls me bro.
I call Tatum homie.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah. What's up, homie? No, I don't.
Our little homies and our little
bros. I try to call her dude. She's like, that's for boys, dad. I'm like, all right, dudette.
I love that. Dudette.
What do you want from me? Stop correcting me all the time.
A rare long-lost demo from the Beatles was recently found, and it has ties to the Pacific Northwest. We're going to tell you what's trending after Pearl Jam.
The Daily Mix Show.
As you prepare to embark on your day, it's nice to have a couple little nuggets in your pocket from the world of pop culture. So we're going to help out by telling you what's trending.
Trending on the Daily Mix Show.
A very rare, long-lost demo from the Beatles was recently found, and this demo actually has ties to the Pacific Northwest. We're going to show you what it sounds like in just a couple minutes, but first, there are three teenage sisters in Houston that are facing charges after they tried to kill their mother.
What?
You want to know what their mother did?
What?
She turned off the Wi-Fi.
Okay, I that's a little more understandable.
Totally justified.
What?
The sisters grabbed kitchen knives and chased their mom out into the street trying to stab her. This is one of the neighbors talking about the family involved.
They're known for that in this neighborhood.
Wait, they're known for what? Running around with knives?
I don't want those neighbors.
It's always cops around the house. When she got back from the gas station, she says that there was cops outside. But they've always, you know, been known as, like, trouble in this neighborhood, and our neighbors tell us the same thing. I think that's so crazy. I mean, it just tells how much unstable that family is, and it's very sad for them.
Well, in all fairness, Tatum did pull out a knife on Sid last night because she turned off Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles toys on YouTube. And I was like, yo, you're in the wrong, babe.
Yeah, Tatum, how dare you?
You know, you hear the story and at first you're like, what's wrong with you? But this has to go back to, I mean, one kid going a little off the rails, you're like, well, I don't know what happened. Like, we thought we raised this kid right. But if all three are that way, you got to look at what's going on with the parenting.
No kidding.
That is awful.
Completely chaotic.
All right, so the Beatles, I don't know if you guys ever heard about them.
Who?
But back in the day, back in 1962, before they became like the biggest band in the world, you know, they were doing what a lot of bands were trying to do, just get noticed by some record companies. They were recording some demos for these record companies and all that kind of stuff. So they auditioned for a bunch of recording studios. They were turned away. Imagine being the recording studios that ended up turning them away and finding out what they ended up becoming. Ugh. But a rare, long-lost tape of one of those sessions has just been found, and we can hear it for the first time. Now, in all fairness, like, this isn't the actual straight-off-the-board recording. This is someone who had, like, a cell phone who recorded them playing it because of some record store owner in Vancouver, British Columbia, found this recording. Do you want to hear what it sounds like?
Let's go.
All right.
Karens, shut the up. Vegans, shut the up. Babies, shut the up. Everyone needs to shut the up.
That's John Lennon on vocals.
So good.
So good. I mean, if they would have stayed in that direction, I'd be a Beatles fan.
Right?
Honestly, I would too. I would own all the Beatles records.
All right, in all seriousness, though, here's John Lennon on lead vocals when they were covering the song Money. So yeah, I said there was a local tie. It was found by Rob Frith, who's the owner of Vancouver's oldest independent record store, Neptune Records. He found the reel-to-reel at a record store, and then it was labeled Beatles 60s Demos. So he's like, of course I got to grab this. He says the quality of the tape is pristine, and they're all playing in the room at the same time, so it's like a live performance.
So wild.
He's not looking to make a bunch of cash off of this, although that's kind of the road I'd be going. I'd be like, hey, highest bidder, what do you want? But he wants to get it in the hands of Sir Paul McCartney and say, hey, if you ever swing by the record store, I'll just give this to you.
So apparently Sir Paul's people have already reached out to Robert Frith. Yeah, so it's going to happen. I mean, there's going to be some sort of a handoff. It's very exciting.
I think he has to make it, though, that Sir Paul McCartney needs to walk into my record store. Otherwise, I'm not giving you this recording because that's a great photo op.
Absolutely. Rockaholics, how would you like a shot at beating Steve this morning? He has a record of 96 wins, 41 losses, and 23 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK is the number, and we will play Beat Migs at 850.
The Daily Migs Show.